We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's go get them. All right.
Let's go get them.
Tonight,
let's go get them.
Caesars Superdome,
let's go
Saints
get
and the Cowboys. We're talking about it. And, of course, we've got the fans' first take coming up at 3 o'clock with Steve Geller and Scott Alexander, live from Rouse's Market in the CBD. Yeah, they'll be right there live at Rouse's. And then at 5 o'clock, it's the Bud Light Countdown to kick off with Bobby and Christian, featuring Mike D'Attelier. Game time 7:20 with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. And it's the Saints and the Cowboys. And then after the game, that goes on forever. But it's so much fun to hear Bobby Hebert sound off. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's actually more fun to listen to Bobby when they lose. I mean, I don't want them to lose. And I listen to Bobby. Most of the time, I get a chance to listen to Bobby. I love his analysis of the game. Does a great job. So anyway, all of this starts at 3 o'clock, so we've just got a little bit left in the show. But let me also remind you that right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock, I'm going to give out another Disney Christmas code word. Now, what do you do with this code word? Well, this code word could lead you to a family vacation of four. It's a Caribbean Disney Cruise Line family vacation for four. And you can go for four, five, or six nights. It's your choice if you win. So listen for the Disney Christmas code word. And then take that code word and go right to our website, wwl.com/contest, and use that word to enter the contest. And you'll be entered. And good luck. It's a family vacation for four. Caribbean Disney Cruise Line family vacation. You got a chance to win it. And we do this every morning at 9 o'clock, and then in the middle of the day during a Newell Show, Tommy Show in the morning, Newell Show at noon, and our show at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, we're just keeping it light and leading into the pregame show with the Saints. It's game day in New Orleans. And, you know, this is one of those times when, you know, you just want to kind of fit the mood of the city. And a lot of people in their jerseys, a lot of people in their Saints gear, the things that they wear, that they feel like they need to wear because it helps the Saints win. I have never really had any strong rituals, but I bought these new shoes that I really loved, and I liked the shoes, very comfortable, and I thought they were kind of cool looking. And the problem is that I've worn them, and the Saints have lost four in a row, and that's how long I've been wearing these shoes. But see, I really don't want to buy into this idea that the shoes have any power. So, you know, I may wear them. I may wear them. So we'll see what happens. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, and if you have any kind of ritual that you follow, any routine that you follow, I'd love to hear about that. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Mid-City. And Raymond, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Raymond.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
How are you?
Hey, man. I'm fine, thank you. Good. I was just calling, like I told you, your front man. I'm sorry, excuse me. I don't know the terminology right now. But I think you're the bomb, man. I listen to you. I've been listening to you for many years. I don't know how old you are. I'm 57. And I just want you to know, man, I respect your thoughts, your mind, and everything that you say. Not that, you know, everything you say I feel is correct, but I just love that you have your strong conviction on everything that you speak about. And I just want you to know, man, you, to me, you're one of the best DJs. Like I say, I grew up in, I'm born in 64. Mm-hmm. I think you might be four years older than me. I'm not sure. But anyway, I remember the crash landing in
the 80s, yeah. The places, the dance yeah. places through the 80s. You know, again, I'm going to say it again, yeah. Raymond, when I think back on those places, I know that I'm lucky to be alive.
Yes, yes, and I appreciate, just like you said, I appreciate it too, Scoot. You know what I'm saying? I'm 57. I'm like, Lord, I didn't think I would see this, you know. But,
yeah. Well,
you know,
you did.
I did. And like I said, man, I've been listening to you, man. I just want you to know. And I'm a black man. My third, I use Raymond because that's my middle name.
Okay.
But my name is Clemence Raymond Hurd Sr. But I use Raymond because, like I said, I don't want to go through the, you know. What'd you say your first name is?
I know. Listen, Raymond, yeah, I really appreciate you taking time to call and say that. I mean, I know there are a lot of people like you, and it's just such an honor to still be, you know, entertaining and talking to people like you over the years and still doing it today. And, I mean, I'm having as much fun now as I ever did, maybe even more fun. Sometimes the topics are not
sure
fun,
you are.
But, you know,
yeah,
I still do it anyway.
I appreciate you, man.
All right, Raymond.
Like I say, much love.
I appreciate
much
you,
love,
too,
brother.
Man. All right, thank you. That's nice when that happens once in a while. And by the way, for those of you who hear somebody call Ian Hoke the call screener, I gave my name to the call screener. Let's explain what call screener means. We don't screen opinions. And we just, the only screening that he does is we want to know your name and where you're calling from and what you want to talk about. Just in general terms. I don't have a full paragraph of what you want to talk about. And sometimes I don't even know what your opinion is going to be. And again, I think this is one of the really unique properties of this show, because there are a lot of radio shows and a lot of the TV shows that deal with opinions. They don't entertain opposing views like we do. They don't ever allow them on, for the most part. So, yeah, I don't. Oh, I never know who I'm going to go to next on the phone. But we don't really screen people like, okay, well, you're not getting on with that opinion. Now, look, every once in a while somebody calls up and maybe they've been hitting the bong a little too much or drinking a little too much, and we really can't trust them to be on the air. But that's very, very rare. It doesn't happen often. So I don't want anybody to think that we've got this screener here who is screening opinions, because we don't do that.
I am screening calls, technically.
Yes,
but
you are.
But,
yeah.
But the only calls that don't make it past me are the ones that they're not here to get on the air. Like, they have another question, or they're like, oh, what was that advertisement I just heard? Or, you know, what was the score of this game? Or what, you know, so somebody has to be here and answer those phone calls. But, yeah, I don't ask you what you want to talk about so that I can decide whether or not we're going to put you on the air. I don't do that.
Because let me tell you, if we were going to screen calls.
Nobody does that.
If we were going to screen calls on this show, a lot of people that you hear on the air would never have gotten on the air.
Yeah.
It's ever.
Like, oh, this guy's always mean to us and always got something kind of stupid to say. Like, maybe we don't want to hear from him today.
Sometimes
we don't do that.
Sometimes we hear the stupid comments, too.
I like how Raymond called me your front man.
Your front man.
I think hype man is cool.
Hype man?
Yeah, like we're in the Beastie Boys, and like you're like the King Ad-Rock, and I'm the guys in the back. They're like, yeah. That makes sense? No.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin has done an interview now. Now, okay, this is really new.
I saw that.
Alec Baldwin says the gun went off. He didn't actually pull the trigger.
Says he didn't pull the trigger.
Good defense. I mean, that's a good defense. I mean, because what else are you going to use?
Who's going to know whether or not you pulled the trigger?
I mean, really good defense, even in terms of just his public image is concerned. Because now, maybe there's that doubt. You know, I mean, I've heard of, sensitive triggers on guns. And sometimes, you know, you can get close to the trigger and just barely touch the trigger and boom, it fires. But I don't know. I don't know about this. But anyway, that's what Alec Baldwin is saying. The gun went off on its own, which would really be contrary to that saying that guns don't kill people.
Indeed.
Yeah. You got some text messages you want to read?
I have so many great text messages.
Okay,
I don't want to take up the whole hour reading them, but they're all very good. Here's one that says, to reverse the curse on the Saints, Bobby Hebert should stop calling them the Cowgirls. Do you understand what an insult that is to females? He should be politically correct and refer to them as cowpersons or cowfellows.
Cowfellows.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, I like that.
Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, this is Bill from Kenner. Brah, first of all, Dan Quinn is the coach tonight in name only. Jerry Jones will be calling the shots.
Oh, okay.
This is not just our year. Too much attrition and injuries. Think playoff chances are very slim, but a win tonight would be very satisfying. Seeing Jerry Jones pouting in his box will be worth all that we have been through this year.
I think that's what we pull for. I mean, I want to see Jerry Jones kind of miserable, and I don't know why. I mean, I think this is the way I would describe it, his arrogant ambiance kind of invites that sort of mentality. Like, hey, dude, I want you to be friggin' miserable.
You want to see that guy lose. Here's a text that says, why don't y'all make an experiment and tell everybody on the radio to do whatever it is that they do that's superstitious about the Saints, and let's see if they win.
Well, we'd never know if everybody did it.
Well, we have to assume it's the honor system. So we would tell everybody, pull out all the stops tonight, y'all. Yeah. Leave nothing on the road. Wear the special underwear. Cook the beefy mac. Eat whatever. Whatever you got to do, do it all tonight. And if we win, then we'll all feel good about it, and we'll feel like we all participated.
You think you can trust the honor system with this audience?
Well, sure. Sure. There's one or two honest people.
There are one or two honest ones out there. Yes, I know. I might just wear the shoes again, because I don't like playing into this idea. I don't like playing into the idea that if I wear the shoes and the Saints lose, that I cursed them. Then the shoes had this power. If I wear the shoes and the Saints win, well, that would be good. If I don't wear the shoes and the Saints win, then I'm also adding to the credence that the shoes have the power to jinx. And you know, you can think about whatever it is that you do in your life, and it may be something little, it may be something really big.
Here's one more that says, Scoot, repeat after me. Click your heels together and say, there's no place like Dome. There's no place like Dome.
I like that.
That's nice. You should do that.
I should do a video with
you
that.
You should do a video.
Yeah, I mean, I posted a video on Facebook before I left my apartment. It's on Scoot on the Air, and it should also be on the WWL Radio Facebook page. It's a video of me trying to decide whether or not to wear the shoes, and I show the shoes that I consider to be my Saints shoes. So you can check that out and give me your advice, and I'm going to read all of that before I make a final decision before going to the game tonight. And by the way, it's not too late for you to get tickets to the VIP tailgate party. The VIP tailgate. This is the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. It's at Benson Tower, right across from the Dome, overlooking Champion Square. You can go outside and overlook the square. There's great music. DJ Digital is there. And we'll do a couple of live videos on Facebook from there. And it's done by the Bullseye Event Group. And you can go to the website, bullseyeeventgroup.com. Tickets are $85. But again, start subtracting the money that you're going to spend as soon as you walk into the Dome on food and drinks. Subtract that from the $85, and then you've got a better realistic idea of what it really costs to go. So it's a good deal. There's unlimited food and unlimited drinks, and it's premium liquor. It's the good stuff. They got the good stuff. So you might want to do that. It's always a lot of fun. But yeah, you can go to the website, bullseyeeventgroup.com, and check out tickets for the VIP party.
Should tell them about the cornhole?
The cornhole.
They got cornhole over there by the restrooms, where people are playing cornhole.
They do have cornhole. See, I have a problem saying that, because I grew up at a time when cornhole meant something else. And I have a hard time, you know, the kids are, you know, where are the kids? Oh, they're playing cornhole.
They're playing cornhole with some of the Cowboys fans?
That does not conjure up a positive image in my brain.
Is there an alternate name for that yard game?
I wish there would be.
Beanbag toss.
Because cornhole, I like that. Cornhole.
Oh, man, beanbag toss sucks. It should be cornhole. We're playing cornhole, damn it. It's 2021.
I don't know.
Whatever cornhole used to mean, it doesn't mean that anymore.
No. Did we find that song we were looking for?
Yes, we did.
We did. All right. Good for you, Ian.
15 seconds.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to the rock culture calendar. December 2nd. On this day in 2009, Scottish singer-songwriter Eric Wolfson of the Alan Parsons Project passed away. Kidney cancer. He was 64 years old. And if you didn't know, the Alan Parsons Project is the group that does the song where they introduce the Saints. This is the music they use to introduce the Saints in the Dome. The lights go down. The fire goes up in the air. There's fire. They won't let me too close to the field because I have a lot of product in my hair. It's very flammable. And they wouldn't want me near the field when the flames
go up. It's a liability issue.
But yeah. So anyway, a sad day. So I'm going to think about that tonight at the game when they introduce the Saints. But that's such a big dramatic opening for the Saints, too. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's game day. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Dome needs to be louder tonight than it was last Thursday night. It was kind of calm, and maybe it was because of the turkey and the stuffing and all the fixins, and people were just kind of lethargic after a big meal. But I heard loud music from the Dome being played when the Bills were in the huddle. I didn't hear as much crowd noise as I've heard in the past. So, you know, let's get into it tonight. If you're going to the game in the Dome, make some noise. And Coach Payton has said, make noise as soon as the play's over. Like when the Cowboys are on offense, start making noise when the play is over, because that's the best time to distract them. Let's go to the North Shore. Steve, you are on WWL. Good afternoon. Happy game day.
Hello, Scoot. Hello, Ian. Good afternoon. I want to let you know that I've got a 9mm pistol that's been sitting on the desk now for about 7 years. And even after tormenting it, screaming at it, calling it names, it has never gotten up, pointed deliberately at two different people, and randomly fired twice.
Really?
Sorry, Alec Baldwin is full of crap.
It never happened, did it? The gun never went off on its own. Okay, so Steve, obviously you know about guns. Is it referred to as a hair trigger when a trigger is really sensitive?
There is a such thing, but if you're handling the gun and you don't have the wherewithal to check that gun in advance to see what's in it, you are at fault, period. Yeah.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I think this is the best Alec Baldwin can do. I think that would be a better defense would be to figure out who handled the gun last before he did. But look, I feel badly for the situation that he's in. I don't think it was on purpose, and it's just a horrible situation. But, you know, I don't buy that the gun went off on its own without him pulling the trigger. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. We'll follow that case and see what happens. I mean, a lot of trials, a lot of cases are going on, and we will continue to follow it all. St. Tammany President Mike Cooper and St. Tammany Parish Councilman Michael Lorino, they were at a press conference yesterday, and they were talking about misinformation concerning the Camellia Bay Casino vote. It's coming up December the 11th. Vote yes or vote no. There are a lot of credible people on both sides of this. And it seems to me that if you're for the casino or if you're against the casino, you've got political ties and there's something in it for you. I mean, obviously. I mean, the people who are against it, they stand to gain something. So don't be naive. And then, you know, Drew Brees and Chef John Fultz are for it because they get a steakhouse. And as I said when we first heard about that, you know, let's do what we can to help Breeze out. You know, I mean, the guy left football. He's got a family to raise, and he's out of football. So if we can help him get a steakhouse in the new casino, it's going to help the guy out a little bit. Kind of feel like I'm falling into my pattern of speaking the way the vice I still think of him as the vice president. But he is the president. I wonder if he knows that, Joe Biden. You think he knows? He knows. No, he knows he's president.
Well, people keep calling him Mr. President.
Well, they do.
You got it. That probably gets.
We just have to hope he's awake when they say it. You know. But yeah, you know, hey, I had a dog. I grew up in Scranton. Yeah, let's help the guy out.
I was in the gang.
I mean, you know, yeah. Joe Biden would be the perfect guy to say, "Let's help out Drew Brees. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's trying to raise a family." Anyway, so there's misinformation out there because the misinformation is the people who want you to vote no are saying that if you vote yes, it automatically opens the door for more casinos to open up, and that is not true. And Mike Cooper and Councilman Michael Lorino, they both said they're not at this press conference promoting the casino one way or the other, but they are denouncing the misinformation. And, you know, when people are against something, they make stuff up. They don't care. So I'm not just talking about this. I'm talking about anything. You know, politicians, you back somebody or you want to put somebody down. People make stuff up. And so, you know, we have to be smart enough to call that out. And so when we're like on the air like this, it's a great opportunity to call this out as being phony. So it's fake. If you hear these ads saying that this is going to open the door for more casinos to open up, it's not true. And so to me, that taints the whole message of that commercial trying to convince people to vote no. You know, there are a lot of casinos. There are a lot of casinos that have done really well. And they do really well in Biloxi, Gulfport, the Gulf Coast. Gulfport, mainly Biloxi. I mean, they've got a lot of casinos over there. They do really well. You don't think we can do one here in Louisiana? Like the Camellia Bay Casino? I mean, there's a lot that goes along with that. Steakhouse. A sports area. Concert arena. So, you know, I think it would be a good addition to Slidell. And, yeah, I mean, look, if you come in and do something, and we'll talk more about this next week, because that'll be leading into the vote. But if you bring in a big project, I don't care what it is, forget a casino. Let's just say you're bringing in this big, massive project. There are going to be people who are going to be inconvenienced and disadvantaged by that project. But if it creates jobs and if it overall helps the economy, then are the benefits greater than the negatives? Again, we'll talk more about that next week, because I do understand that some people don't want things to change. I mean, I get that. And I know that there's this commercial promoting that these people who are doing this, they let a casino go in Bossier City, I think it was. They let this casino, they didn't finish it, they didn't open it or whatever, they invested this money in it, it's just sitting there empty. I don't know what happened there, but there could have been a lot of stuff that went on. I have no idea what happened there. But there are some credible people who are saying that these people behind Camellia Bay are legit people and that this would be a really good thing. I mean, I've mentioned many times that, you know, I think there would be times when I would want to, like, go rent a room, get a room at Camellia Bay and just relax and hang out. I mean, they don't want me there because I'm not a big gambler. I'll just be taking up space. And if I gamble a little bit and get a free drink, I'm going to be the big winner there. Now, I like to play roulette because it's easy to win a little bit when you play roulette.
A roulette is very exciting.
Yeah, you can play it, but you can play it doesn't take much to win just a little bit mm-hmm. now and then mm-hmm. because if you put you get what? You get 5 or 8.
Five.
You get 5. Okay, you get five chips on the table.
Sure.
And if you put them, every one of those on a corner, that's 5 times 4. That's 20 numbers. So if you put it if you put the chip on a corner, on 4 corners, then any one of those numbers that hits, you win. But you only win $8 if you put. This is what last time I remember. You put down 5, you win 8. But you've got a chance of if you hit 20, any one of the 20 numbers, you're a winner. So you can stay in the game a little bit longer.
Wow, that's all beer money, man.
Yeah,
I'm not. I'm never gonna win enough to, like, you know, pay off a loan.
Well,
or
no.
Buy a car or something like that. But I'd be like, oh, I'll go pick up a case of beer on the way home.
Yeah, well, maybe so. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not a big gambler, but I like the atmosphere. It's fun.
Yeah, me too.
It's fun. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. We have an article on our website, and I'm sure you've heard this in the news as well, about Chief Sean Ferguson talking about, okay, they don't have enough cops. There are hundreds of cops short. It's a phenomenon around the country. And that's going to be something worth talking about maybe next week. Why people don't want to be police officers anymore. And you and I know why. There are a lot of reasons why. Because it's a very difficult job to do. But not only that, it's really easy to get in trouble. If you don't do the right thing, you are going to be in trouble. And that might mean prison. So there's got to be a way to maybe make that a little more attractive to people. And I don't know what the answer is. But even with fewer cops, Chief Ferguson says they're still making a lot of arrests. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, I'm a resident of Slidell. We want the casino. Drew Brees and John Foles wouldn't deal with bums. Look, if it were Darren Sharper and John Besh, hell no, I wouldn't trust that, but that's not the case. I'm voting yes.
Really good point.
Here's
really,
a text
really good point.
That says, the Saints' curse will be over the minute we stop playing Atlanta's music. See, stand up and get crunk. Until then, we're simply mediocre. It must be New Orleans music to get us to the top.
Well, we have been playing Get Crunk for a long time. And during that time, the Saints have won some pretty amazing games.
That's true.
So I don't think that song can legitimately be called a curse.
Do you think the luster is gone a little bit on Get Crunk?
Well, yeah. I mean, yes, I do.
I mean, it's been 10 years.
I do. I think it's. But
I think
everybody's
still very fond of that song, and no one will hear that song and not immediately think of the Saints and all the good times. But like,
it's the Ying Yang Twins, right?
Yeah,
and they're from Atlanta.
Yeah,
but the Falcons were too dumb to adopt it.
Stupid.
So we did. And speaking of the Falcons, look, let me go back to this reality very quickly. So the head coach of the Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, COVID positive. He's out. He's not going to be there. So the head coach tonight is Dan Quinn. He was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons when they were losing all those games. And so let's hope that he has that negative influence on...
Brings it with him.
...on the team tonight.
Here's a text that says, the shoes must be sacrificed. You first rub chicken feet on them...
Lord.
...and then burn them in a fire with a picture of the Cowboys while singing When the Saints Come Marching In.
That sounds like a ritual.
You got like a fire pit in your backyard
no.
or out on the balcony there or something? You could burn some shoes.
No, I have no place where I can burn some shoes.
Well, look, maybe we should go out on the lakefront.
Well, we can do that.
We'll burn some shoes out there. And people come by and be like, what the hell are you doing?
It's a shoe
Don't
burning.
Worry about it, officer. We're taking care of some really important business here.
And if you've got any stuff with some bad vibes on it, bad gree-gree on it, bring it out. We'll burn that too.
Oh, here's a text right on the top of the pile. It says, stop the who dat chant. That ain't it, Chief. That's not happening. We're not doing that. You know.
Yeah, I do think that people should, you know, should ponder when to actually do that because they, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes they're chanting after a loss. They're chanting, who dat say they're going to beat them Saints? And we know what the answer
we
is.
We know.
It was the team that they just played.
You can't sing it right after you
just
so, lost.
You know, you got to be careful about where you say it.
Look, here's one that's kind of weird. It says, Delta Omicron is an anagram for media control.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that? Delta Omicron? If you rearrange the letters in Delta Omicron, it spells out media control.
Wow. And that's what this is all about. I mean, you know, what's more ridiculous than the whole thing about, you know, you can get vaccinated and that helps protect you from the virus. I mean,
don't be silly.
Don't the media is just full of it with all that kind of stuff.
What is it? CNN?
All those.
The Washington Post, New York Times. Who came up with this Delta Omicron?
All right. Let's go back to 1978. It was on this day, December 2nd. 1978. This was the number one song on the R&B charts. Yes! That was the disco era. Another era from which I am lucky to be alive. I mean, I would have thought the polyester would have killed me alone. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, it is game day. The Oakwood Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. This is a brand new song on the charts. It's Elton John and Dua Lipa. It's called Cold Heart. Love this song. Listen, it's a current hit right now. So this is like a brand new hit on the charts. Cold Heart, Elton John, and Dua Lipa. It's amazing how many... how many duets are done now? How many people are getting together and mashing up a song? It's amazing. And I know there's one, I'll tell you what, we'll try and play it tomorrow. There's a new hit on the charts that is The Weeknd and Post Malone together, doing a song together. So we'll do that tomorrow. And by the way, tomorrow's going to be Free for All Friday. So join us for that. We always have fun on Fridays. I mean, every once in a while we have to deal with something serious, but for the most part we'll have fun. We'll have fun tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk about some of the things that we talked about during the week and then get you into what's going to be another beautiful weekend. I mean, this nice weather trend does continue. If you've got plants, you might need to get out and water them because they're not getting much help from Mother Nature. Let's go to Mary Joseph. You're on WWL.
Yeah, I got an idea on how to help the Saints win tonight.
Okay.
Okay. You go to St. Louis Cemetery, number one. You go to the tomb of Marie Laveau.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Marie Laveau. And pray for her intercession or help, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
to get our team to win, New Orleans Saints. She's from New Orleans here, right? St. Louis. And, you know, St.
Yeah, I've seen her. Louis. I've seen her crypt, you know. Yeah, I've seen it. And people leave all kind of stuff there.
Well, here's the thing. There's got to be some value to this idea, because who had his tomb built right next to hers? It's shaped like a pyramid. That multi-million-dollar movie star, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
He owns that tomb.
Yeah, but, you know, never really looked to Nicolas Cage as, you know, the trendsetter that I'm going to follow.
Well, I understand all that. You know, you can throw legitimate religious ideas in and anybody else, whoever. But I'm just saying that I think it's a little bit, I think we're the only place in the whole country that has a tomb of, you know, this big voodoo, what you want to call it?
Voodoo
she
queen.
Was queen of the voodoo.
Voodoo. It was. I just have always known her as the voodoo queen. You know, I know a lot of people.
We have a movie actor buried right. Yeah. We have a movie actor's tomb right next.
When
to
he dies, right, yeah, when he dies,
and he's in, yeah. and it's set there to, as you know, it's set up to where he can be entombed right next to.
Well, that'll be his problem.
Whatever reason he's got, whatever notion of why he's done that, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's up to. But it would be interesting, one day, if he's ever in town, ever in your studio, Nicolas Cage drops in, you want to have an interview with him, ask him about that.
I certainly
because
will.
It's too much out of the X-Files.
Yeah, well, it is pretty strange. All right, Joseph, I appreciate your call. Yeah, Nicolas Cage was very invested in New Orleans, and didn't he buy the LaLaurie house? Didn't he own the LaLaurie house in the quarter?
Yes, he did. He bought the LaLaurie mansion, but then
Is that how you say it?
LaLaurie, yeah. And that's on good authority. That's from Ariadne, who is the ghost expert. Yeah,
yeah. That was the scene of just evil doings.
Oh God, yeah. It's just beyond the pale. Yeah. Just super terrible, cringe,
human,
awful,
human experiments,
just torture, yeah. Medical experiment,
yeah. Awful,
awful, racialized violence, gross. But. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, he bought the LaLaurie mansion, and then it got repossessed when he had to declare bankruptcy, and the IRS took it over. And now some Texas oil guy owns it, and he's in there every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah, they'll shoot movies and stuff in there sometimes. You'll see a film crew go in.
See, I don't know if I could live in a place like that. I, you know, with that history. I do believe in spooks. You know, I mean, I don't really have experience with, you know, that, you know, the other world beyond this world. But I do believe that there are people who hang around.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
tell you, if any place is haunted, it would be that place.
That place,
and also, you know what else? Mm. Charity Hospital. They're talking about, sometimes they talk about apartments and condos.
Yeah. Tulane just bought that whole building.
I know. Would you want to live in a condo or an apartment?
Like this,
Charity Hospital?
This used to be the leper ward in the early 20th century.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yes. Or,
what?
You know, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like there might be some spirits hanging around there. All right. We are getting close to First Take. It is the beginning of our pre-game coverage. Here on WWL. And tomorrow again, it is a free-for-all Friday on the show, so we'll do what we can to have fun. And it's your opportunity to really pretty much bring up whatever it is that you want to bring up. Hey, don't forget the Disney Christmas code word is coming up just moments from now, and you're going to have a chance to win a Disney family line vacation, cruise line, family cruise line vacation for four from Disney and WWL. Listen for that. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, coming up next, it's first take. Saints. Steve Geller. Scott Alexander. And then it's countdown to kickoff, and then the kickoff at 7:20. So a lot going on. It all starts coming up next. It is game day here on WWL. I'm Scoot, and Ian's got a quick text he wants to share.
Yeah, we spent all afternoon talking about rituals. Here's a text message that says, here's a ritual that the Saints can do. Catch the ball.
Yeah, try that.
Try it out. What could go wrong?
Well, the Saints have a lot to clean up. Do they clean it up tonight? I kind of think they do. I think they do. And, you know, I don't want to buy into this idea that my shoes somehow have the power to control the destiny of the Saints. I think I just need to wear them with confidence and just say the Saints are going to bust out of this and win tonight. They're going to upset the Cowboys. And it's always good to see the Cowboys upset, you know, in terms of the victory and in terms of just emotionally. It's good to see the Cowboys upset. I would love for Jerry Jones to have a miserable flight on his private jet back to Dallas. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, I think it would be. All right, I want to thank our program director, brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, and our assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer, Scoot, on the air here on WWL, Ian Hoke. And as always, thank you for being part of the show. So I'm going to head over to the VIP tailgate party, Benson Tower, Bullseye Event Group thing, and you can go to the BullseyeEventGroup.com website and get some tickets for that. All right, it's time for the Disney Christmas code word. Here we go. It's for the Caribbean Disney Cruise Line Family Vacation. All kinds of characters and Broadway-quality shows and imaginative dining and places for adults and kids. So here is the Disney Christmas code word for this hour. It's holly. Go to our website, wwl.com/contest, and use the word holly to enter, and you could be the winner. It's a Disney cruise vacation for four to the Caribbean. Four nights, five nights, six nights. You get to choose. And good luck from all of us. Remember, the word is holly, and just go to our website, WWL.com. All right. Go Saints. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.